The Bible also says in the book of Leviticus, chapter number 12, verse number 1 and 2, that the woman can produce semen. The Bible says in the book of Leviticus, chapter number 12, verse number 1 to 5, that after a woman gives birth, she's unclean, which we have got no objection. Scientifically, a woman can be unhygienic. But the point to be noted is, Bible says in the book of Leviticus, chapter number 12, verse number 1 to 5, that when a woman gives birth to a male child, she is unclean for 1 week. And the period of uncleanliness continues for an additional 33 days. That means if a woman gives birth to a male child, she is unclean for 40 days. And the verse continues, if she gives birth to a female child, she is unclean for 2 weeks. And the period of uncleanliness continues for additional 66 days. That means if she gives birth to a daughter, she is unclean for 80 days. I want to know that what is the scientific reason that if a lady gives birth to a daughter, she is unclean for 40 days. And if she gives birth to a son, she is unclean for 40 days. And if she gives birth to a daughter, she is unclean for double the period, that's 80 days. It's unscientific. The Bible also shows a way how to identify a woman who has committed adultery. It has a test for adultery known as the bitter water test. And Bible mentions in the book of Numbers, chapter number 5, verse number 11 to 31. It's known as the bitter water test for adultery, that the priest should take water in a vessel, should pick up dust from the floor and put it into it. He should curse on that water and give that water to the woman to drink. If the woman has committed adultery, the curse will enter the stomach, her stomach will swell, her thigh will rot, and the people will curse her. If the woman has not committed adultery, nothing will happen to her, and she will conceive the child, and she'll remain pure. This is a test for adultery known as the bitter water test, given in the Bible. You know, today, throughout the world, there are thousands of cases which are pending in the court, only on the case of adultery. If this test was correct, all these cases can be solved overnight. And a couple of years back, we read in the media that the president of USA, Bill Clinton, he was caught in a sex scandal. And the American government, they spent billions of dollars, you know, millions of dollars they spent on this case of sex scandal. Why didn't the American government, majority of the people in America, Christians, why didn't they use the test mentioned in the Bible, the bitter water test for adultery, and President Bill Clinton would have gone scot-free easily? Why didn't the Christian missionary, especially those who are in the scientific field like Dr. William Campbell, the one I had a debate with, why didn't they use this test to bail out the president? And surely, the lady that was alleged, Monica Lewinsky, if she had had the water, surely her stomach wouldn't have bloated, her thigh wouldn't have rotted, and President Bill Clinton would have gone scot-free. Time doesn't permit me to continue. I can keep on speaking for hours together regarding the scientific errors in the Bible. There are several. I'm supposed to speak for 1 hour. I've already exceeded my time. These were just a few points, approximately 25-30, which I've mentioned from the Bible, in which it proves that the Bible has got scientific errors and it doesn't conciliate but conflicts with modern science. Again, I'd like to mention to my Christian brothers and sisters that the reason I have pointed out these scientific errors, that if we do not want the atheist to whip us, that if it's the word of God, how can it have scientific errors? We are giving a whip to the atheist to beat us. So we should find the true word of God, as Jesus Christ said in the Gospel of John, chapter number 8, verse 28. Seek ye the truth, and the truth shall free you. My only intention was to show to you that this Bible which you are referring to, everything completely is not the word of God. We have to try and find the real word of God. As the Quran says in Surah Baqarah, chapter number 2, verse number 79, فَوَيْلٌ لِلَّذِينَ يَكْتُبُونَ الْكِتَابَ بِأَيْدِهِمْ ثُمَّ يَقُولُونَ هَذَا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ لِيَشْتَرُوا بِهِ ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا فَوَيْلٌ مِمَّا كَتَبَتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَوَيْلٌ مِمَّا يَكْسِبُونَ. Woe to those who write the book with their own hands and then say, this is from Allah, this is from God, to traffic with it for a miserable price. Woe to those for what their hands do write, woe to those for what they earn. This book, the Bible that you have, has been changed by the people. Down the ages, you have several versions. That's the reason today you have to follow the last and final revelation of the glorious Quran, the last and final word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If there's the Old Testament and a New Testament, this glorious Quran is the last and final testament of Almighty God. I would like to end the talk with the verse of the glorious Quran from Surah Isra, chapter number 17, verse number 81, which says, وَقُلْ جَالْ حَقُّ وَزَاكَ الْبَاطِلِ Innala batila kana zahuka. When truth is hurled against falsehood, falsehood perishes. For falsehood is by its nature bound to perish. Wa akhru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.